You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tom Kelly, and welcome to Automation Alley's podcast, Factory Reboot, where we discuss the impact of Industry 4.0, or the fourth industrial revolution of smart manufacturing. You can follow Factory Reboot on SoundCloud, iTunes, or at automationalley.com/factory reboot. You can also follow us on Twitter at Automation Alley. So technology is changing, and so are the tools. Today, I'm joined by John Giacomazza, sales executive for Autodesk. Autodesk is a leader in 3D design, engineering, and entertainment software. And we're going to talk about one of those tools, cloud-based PLM applications for the manufacturing industry. So welcome, John.
Thank you.
So let me ask the first question. Autodesk is here at Automation Alley today to present a tech takeover called Why PLM Has Been So Wrong for So Long. So the very first question I have for those that don't know, what is PLM?
Well, PLM manages a company's manufacturing processes. And typically, companies will have a bill of materials that is managed in an Excel spreadsheet. And a lot of these processes are not connected. And so what PLM really connects people, processes, and information and allows that to be collaborated across your entire enterprise, where it's all managed, and different individuals in your organization can access that information at real time. So therefore, your entire manufacturing processes are tracked and well organized.
So there's a lot of players in PLM. What's Autodesk's approach these days to how you solve this PLM problem?
Yeah, good question, Tom. Autodesk did a big study on that, and we really looked at it from utilizing the cloud. The cloud really opens up a lot of more scalability to that problem with PLM, because typical PLM systems are on-premise. And really what's needed for PLM is true collaboration. And the cloud offers that through instant-on. You have an instant-on with a cloud technology. You can log on from any computer in the world. So you don't have to be at work, per se, to log on to your PLM system. And therefore, it's very scalable and flexible that way. There's a lot of cost savings. Because with cloud technology, we host it. We host the software. As a company with an on-premise system, typically, you always got to install updates, new versions. You got to invest in hardware. So with our approach to PLM in the cloud, we manage it all with an instant on. So you're up and running very quickly.
That's fantastic. So you talked a lot about all these advantages that come when you move the PLM solution to the cloud. I would imagine there's all kinds of other cool things that end up coming about by getting that information in a much more collaborative way. So what are some other areas of the business that can be automated and tracked by going to this PLM solution?
Okay. Yeah, good question, Tom. Your new product introduction. So typically in an organization, customers will come up with new ideas or new product ideas, and they'll basically jot them down in a meeting. They'll have a meeting. But an example that you can do within PLM is you can track all those new product ideas in a system where everyone can kind of access that, look at those ideas, and really understand them and collaborate and add their comments in the system within PLM. Because typically it's through email or maybe some note-taking. And so when you collaborate with new ideas or even tracking your quality processes, per se, and your issues in your organization, instead of having spreadsheets or PowerPoint presentations showing how many different maybe quality issues you have, you're all collaborating with this information in real time, and it's always constantly updated, everyone's input.
So I'm hearing all the great things about PLM, moving to the cloud, collaboration, but there's got to be some barriers to implementing PLM, right? So what are some of those pitfalls that you can help people avoid as they go down this path?
The first thing that comes to my mind, a lot of people get confused between PDM, product data management, where you're managing your CAD data, and PLM, which is product lifecycle management, where you're managing all your manufacturing processes and information.
So I didn't know there was a distinction, so thanks for clarifying that.
Yes, and this happens a lot in the marketplace. So, you know, I firsthand experience for many years in this industry. When you talk about PLM, people always tend to think about product data management because a lot of companies out there are doing product data management.
Right.
But they're not managing their processes in their organization. So right. I think that's the first barrier. Some people get confused with the terminology, what we can do. So, and also, you know, within Autodesk's approach is you got to be open to the cloud. I can go back 2 years and I used to talk to people about cloud PLM and people like, no, I don't want to do the cloud PLM. But now I don't get that. So 2 years later, fast forward 2 years, I really don't get that as much because typically customers are utilizing cloud technology. You don't even realize it.
Right.
For instance, if you're, right. you're using Microsoft 365, that's cloud technology.
We use it here, right?
There you go.
So you've noticed that the awareness in the small and medium manufacturing community about cloud is coming up. Are we doing our job? Are people starting to recognize that the world is changing?
Yes. No. Especially other cloud technologies. For instance, you got Microsoft 365. You've got even Salesforce. Salesforce, a lot of companies use
cloud,
Salesforce.
Right?
That's Salesforce automation.
Trello. I mean, everybody's
Workday,
going to the cloud.
Right? Workday, right? For HR.
Yeah.
So it's becoming more acceptable, even in the, obviously the automotive industry here, which we're in. They're even accepting it more and more.
Right, right. So. And that's a good thing for everybody because I think the technology, there's so much productivity to be had if you begin to understand how you use these tools.
Yes.
And that's what we're all about at Automation Alley. So finally, let me ask you this, John. If I'm a small or mid-sized manufacturer, where do I start? What do you think I should be doing? First step, wake up tomorrow, do X.
Okay. I get... The question is kind of common because when I do talk to people about PLM, they always usually ask me, where do I start? Well, what we do it with an Autodesk, we do a discovery meeting where you find out and interview the key stakeholders in the organization, typically at the executive level or management level, and find out some challenges that they're experiencing in their organization. In manufacturing, there's many challenges that can come up, in quality or, managing their bill of materials or maybe new products they're bringing to market, some warranty issues they may have, and maybe there's even a collaboration issue in their company. So we'll determine, the customer will give us this feedback in these discovery meetings, and then they'll realize, well, that might be a certain pain point to target, and then we'll recommend an approach around that certain business challenge and how to get involved within PLM, because what we offer to the market is it's very easy to use. The architecture's designed where it's not so complex as typical PLM systems are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very flexible system. And also the anytime, anywhere access to a cloud base is great.
That blows my mind, right? The engineering software available anytime, anywhere around the world, 24/7. Really cool. So last question. I want to find out more information. I'm listening. I'm a small or medium manufacturer. How do I get more information on what you're just talking about?
Yes. You can contact myself here.
Okay.
My information, as you know, Tom, my phone number or email. Want me to say that now?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Okay,
tell
great.
Us what it is.
It's,
they're hanging here. They're
hanging
waiting.
Here. Phone number here is 248-892-1900.
And that's John Giacomazza.
Yeah. John. So it's John.Giacomazza at Autodesk.com.
And if I were to go to Autodesk.com, Autodesk is a big company. Do they have a PLM button? Do you have a cloud button? I mean,
we do. We have a separate website. If you just go to FusionLifecycle.com.
FusionLifecycle.com. I
yes.
love it. That's
yes.
cool. So I don't have to go through all that Autodesk gobbledygook. I mean, you guys are a billion-dollar company. You got lots and lots of places to go. That's perfect.
Yes.
Tell it again. Fusion?
Yeah, FusionLifecycle.com. And that's all about our PLM solution in the cloud.
That's awesome. Thanks very much. So, hey, I got to tell you, this was fun. Thanks for joining us, John. And for those listening, remember, Automation Alley's Tech Takeover takes place Wednesdays here at our headquarters in Troy. Visit us at AutomationAlley.com to register for sessions like what we've covered today on the cloud as well as other interesting topics, including cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, big data, 3D printing, virtual reality, robotics. I mean, I could go on and on. Again, if you like what you heard, subscribe to Factory Reboot on SoundCloud, iTunes, or at automationalley.com/factory reboot. See you next time.